and welcome to Walk the Talk Shorts, the next in our mini-series where the founders talk about a different area of the Point 3 wellbeing business and how it might benefit you and your business. And I'm delighted to be hosting today's session along with Nikki, who is our lead Mental Health First Aid England instructor at Point 3. So before we get started, Walk the Talk Shorts have all the features of our longer format Walk the Talks, but these are only 15 minutes long or so. We still want to encourage you to take us on a walk if you want to. So plug in your earphones and take us outside. Use the time to get some fresh air, stretch your legs, and hopefully feel inspired. So let's get into today's short talk. It's currently October when we're recording this, and next week, next Monday, the 10th of October, is World Mental Health Day. The World Health Organization recognizes World Mental Health Day every year on the 10th of October. And the theme for this year's Mental Health Day was set by the World Federation for Mental Health, and it's Make Mental Health and Wellbeing for All a Global Priority. And so, this is something that's at the heart of Point 3's purpose. And while our circle of influence at Point 3 is people in the workplace, we believe in the ripple effects and that a global movement can be influenced by us as individuals in our own circles of influence. So for any HR professionals, business leaders, and people managers who are thinking about the mental health and well-being of their people and how to focus on this now and in the future, then this Walk the Talk short is for you. So Nikki, a big question to get started. Why do we need mental health training anyhow?
Wow, that is a big question. And I'm conscious we've only got 15 minutes for this session today. So a few key thoughts from me. And I'm first of all going to bring in a bit of my personal experience. So prior to us setting up Point 3 Wellbeing back in 2018, I spent 18 years working in the corporate world, much like yourself. And I did experience poor mental health at points. For me, the support that I got from the workplace when I had those kind of tricky times was absolutely central to my recovery. And really where I got the major source of my support in terms of compassionate responses, kindness, non-judgment, that kind of stuff. So from a personal perspective, I know very well how a psychologically safe workplace environment can support an individual who might be experiencing poor mental health. So that's a little bit of personal stuff. I think it's gone beyond the time where we can't bring mental health onto the agenda. It's so important for workplaces to raise awareness amongst their people, understanding and knowledge, build the knowledge, and then all of that to be used to fuel positive onward action to support people within an organization. We all have mental health. You know, just like we all have physical health, we all have mental health as well. But we know that one in six people of working age at any point in time will be experiencing poor mental health. So really, in my opinion, organisations have a duty of care to support all of their people and those who might be experiencing poor mental health to support those in a way to aid their recovery. Of course, overall, we know that this is going to be good for the individual, but good for the workplace as well. So just a few reasons, and sort of empowering people, everyone within an organization, whatever your level, whatever your role, to have confident conversations on this subject matter, to open the conversation, to normalize the subject matter, all with a view to breaking down the stigma. Yeah, these are just a few reasons as to why this is so important, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it is worth reminding ourselves, isn't it, that mental health kind of underpins and impacts how we think, feel and behave. So it's central to everything, to how we show up in the workplace and beyond. It's central to how we perform, how productive we are, how happy we are. So, and I think it's worth saying that you don't have to be an expert, isn't it, in mental health to support others. Can you talk us through the different stages and types of training that we offer organisations at point three?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's a great point, Sarah. You don't need to be an expert to support someone. Actually, as human beings, all we want fundamentally is to be seen and heard and understood. And any human can provide that to any other human just by bringing a bit of empathy, some active listening, some non-judgmental support. So yeah, really, really good point. In terms of the sorts of training and support that we can offer organizations, there's three main tiers. Mental health first aid training is a deep dive training that we do for groups of up to 16 individuals. It's a two-day equivalent course that we can slice up in different segments depending on an organization's requirements. But this qualifies individuals to be a mental health first aider, which in broad terms means they're the equivalent of a physical first aider, which we are more sort of historically and commonly familiar with. So that's a two-day equivalent course, deep dive. We then offer mental health awareness training, which is a half-day, four-hour training session, which is a diluted version, if you like, of that more intensive two-day training. We can offer this to anybody within an organization, or we can tailor it specifically to managers, to support managers who are having these mental health conversations, wellbeing conversations, really on a day-to-day basis with their teams. So empowering managers in particular, but everyone within an organization through mental health awareness training is something that we highly recommend. But we absolutely believe that everybody in an organization would do well from having this conversation, learning a bit more, bringing some self-awareness to themselves, and then sort of having the tools to reach out to other people and support people. So we also offer, we call it Speaking of Mental Health. It's a lighter touch, 45 minutes to 60 minute session that's suitable for everybody within an organization. And then, of course, we've got all of our emotional intelligence mindset training as well, which are really good ways of helping individuals to build that self-awareness and to provide practical tools to support wellbeing and mental health day to day.
Would you say, is there a kind of a formula for how many people you'd put through each sort of stage or depth of training? So let's say we have an organisation of 100 people that are looking to support the mental health of their people. How would you recommend they train that that group?
I would say there's no one size fits all answer to this question. It will always be about the organisation, what their objectives are, what their specific needs are, the capacity, the budget, all of those good things. So we're always happy to sort of talk to organisations and tailor a training programme to meet the objectives. But let's take an organisation of 100. Some organisations that we work with, they choose to train all of their managers as mental health first aiders, which I think delivers such a clear message to the organization in terms of how seriously they're taking mental health as a subject and prioritizing it. Others choose to, let's say, take 10% of their organization and train them up as mental health first aiders. Mental Health First Aid England, their objective is for 1 in 10 adults to be trained as a mental health first aider. So rule of thumb, sort of having that 10% of mental health first aiders as an organization is a great place to start. That said, it might be that you just have a handful, depending again on all of your objectives, budgets, capacity, etc. Our mental health awareness training, again, we can be flexible, but typically we say the sweet spot is around sort of 12 to 14 people in a group. That's where we find there's really great conversations that are opened up. People feel safe in that size groups to contribute just as much or as little as they want to. So again, mental health awareness training, it might be that you look to train in an organization of 100, just your managers, or you might choose to train absolutely everybody up in that training, depending on your objective. And then in terms of something like speaking of mental health, we can do that for up to 100 people at one time. It's a really nice way, particularly at points in the calendar like World Mental Health Day that we have coming up. It's a really nice day of bringing everybody together, prioritizing the conversation, normalizing the conversation, pushing the stigma to one side. And we really hope that that then leads on to more conversations afterwards. So I hope that helps a little bit.
A sort of final question. We do have another kind of service or product, our mental health meetups, which is a sort of like an aftercare service, if you like. Can you explain a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I think it's something we're particularly passionate about, isn't it, at Point Three. You know, every training conversation that we have, every cohort that we come into contact with on any of our mental health training subjects, we know that it can take some time for the subject matter to be processed, and we're really passionate about making sure that we are there at whatever point in the future for somebody to circle back to, knowing that we are a safe place where there's always a mental health first aid at the other end of our email address, where people can explore any subject matter further. So for all of our training, I think that's an important point to note. That's something as a small organization that we can offer, but particularly when it comes to mental health first aid, it can feel like a big responsibility. I remember it myself when I went through that training. You've completed 2 days of training, you've got your certificate, you're a mental health first aider. But that can come with quite a lot of pressure actually and responsibility, and we want to, wherever possible, sort of take away that pressure and let people know that we're there to support them every step of the way. So we have created a mental health first aid meetup support group on LinkedIn, which is open up to anybody that we've trained with from a mental health first aid point of view. It's a great opportunity actually for people from different organizations to cross share and support each other as well. And then we also carry out ad hoc virtual sessions for those people, sort of in that supervisory aftercare support role that we talk about, just so mental health first aiders know that they are not alone out there. And this is absolutely something as well that we can do for organizations where we train big groups of mental health first aiders. We can offer that as aftercare and support package that's specifically tailored for an organization's needs. But really important one.
Yeah, lovely. Thank you so much, Nikki. So that does bring us to the end. Thank you all for tuning in live or to the recording. If you think you could benefit from working with Point Three when it comes to the mental health of your people, then we'd be delighted to support you. So do reach out to either Nikki, myself or Sean. Thank you. Be well, be happy, be you.